Hi everybody, this is Dave Rabbit. Today, while I was opening up my email, I noticed that I had one from one of my partners in the Radio First Termer Iraq franchise, Nadira. There was a shortcut there that led me to a site that's called Truth Dig. That's T-R-U-T-H-D-I-G. Their website is www.truthdig.com. There was an article there, and it was entitled After Pat's Birthday, and it was by an author by the name of Kevin Tillman. There was a photograph on the page, and it showed two guys with their arms around each other standing in front of a Chinook helicopter. And I thought, well, I wonder what this is about. Then I looked down and saw the editor's note. Kevin Tillman joined the Army with his brother Pat in 2002, and they served together in Iraq and Afghanistan. Pat was killed in Afghanistan on April 22, 2004. Kevin, who was discharged in 2005, has written this most powerful, must-read document. So here it goes, by Kevin Tillman. It is Pat's birthday on November 6th, and elections are the day after. It gets me thinking about a conversation I had with Pat before we joined the military. He spoke about the risk with signing the papers, how once we committed, we were at the mercy of the American leadership and the American people, how we could be thrown in a direction not of our own volition, how fighting as a soldier would leave us without a voice until we got out. Much has happened since we handed over our voice. Somehow we were sent to invade a nation because it was a direct threat to the American people, or to the world, or harbored terrorists, or was involved in the September 11th attacks, or received weapons-grade uranium from Niger, or had mobile weapons labs, or weapons of mass destruction, or had to be liberated, or we needed to establish a democracy, or stop an insurgency, or stop a civil war we've created that can't be called a civil war, even though it is. Something like that. Somehow our elected leaders were subverting international law and humanity by setting up secret prisons around the world, secretly kidnapping people, secretly holding them indefinitely, secretly not charging them with anything, secretly torturing them. Somehow that overt policy of torture became the fault of a few bad apples in the military. Somehow back at home, support for the soldiers meant having a five-year-old kid in kindergarten scribble a picture with crayons and send it overseas, or slapping stickers on cars, or lobbying Congress for an extra pad in the helmet. It's interesting that a soldier on his third or fourth tour should care about a drawing from a five-year-old, or a faded sticker on the car as his friends die around him, or an extra pad in the helmet, as if it will protect him when an IED throws his vehicle 50 feet into the air as his body comes apart and his skin melts to the seat. Somehow, the more soldiers that die, the more legitimate the illegal invasion becomes. Somehow, American leadership, whose only credit is lying to its people and illegally invading a nation, has been allowed to steal the courage, virtue, and honor of its soldiers on the ground. Somehow, those afraid to fight an illegal invasion decades ago are allowed to send soldiers to die for an illegal invasion that they started. Somehow, faking character, virtue, and strength is tolerated. Somehow, profiteering from tragedy and horror is tolerated. Somehow, subversion of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is tolerated. Somehow, suspension of habeas corpus is supposed to keep this country safe. Somehow, torture is tolerated. Somehow, lying is tolerated. Somehow, reason is being discarded for faith, dogma, and nonsense. Somehow, American leadership managed to create a more dangerous world. Somehow, a narrative is more important than reality. Somehow, America has become a country that projects everything that it is not and condemns everything that it is. Somehow, the most reasonable, trusted, and respected country in the world has become one of the most irrational, belligerent, feared, and distrusted countries in the world. Somehow, being politically informed, diligent, and skeptical has been replaced by apathy through active ignorance. Somehow, the same incompetent, narcissistic, virtuous, malicious criminals are still in charge of this country. Somehow, this is tolerated. Somehow, nobody is accountable for this. In a democracy, the policy of the leaders is the policy of the people. So don't be shocked when our grandkids bury much of this generation as traitors to the nation, to the world, and to humanity. Most likely they will come to know that somehow was nurtured by fear, insecurity, and indifference. leaving the country vulnerable to unchecked, unchallenged parasites. Luckily, this country is still a democracy. People still have a voice. People still can take action. And it can start on November 7th, after Pat's birthday. Signed, Kevin Tillman, brother and friend of Pat Tillman. If you are happy with the way things are, do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. But if you aren't, use the power that you have as an American citizen. Express your right and your privilege and vote. If not for you, if not for me, but let's do it for Pat Tillman.